Hey there, and welcome back to AI Unraveled. The podcast is, well, it's created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior AI engineer and avid soccer dad from Canada.
Sounds like a busy guy.
He is. If you're liking what you're hearing, don't forget to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. So today we're diving deep into a day that, well, I think it's safe to say a remarkable day in AI history.
Definitely.
February 21st, 2025.
Yeah.
As reported by AI Advancements, Daily Chronicle of Innovations.
Keeping up with the whirlwind.
That's right. This day was absolutely jam-packed with breakthroughs. And, well, we're going to unpack it all with the help of our AI expert.
Happy to be here.
Great. So, I mean, it's kind of like AI hit warp speed.
Yeah.
And we're all just trying to hold on.
Right.
One of the biggest stories of the day was Microsoft gearing up for OpenAI's GPT-5 launch.
Big news.
They're clearly positioning this as a major AI showdown.
Absolutely.
And what I thought was particularly interesting was the O3 reasoning model and its potential role in pushing us closer to artificial general intelligence. So, I mean, can you explain what O3 reasoning is? And could GPT-5 actually be the key to unlocking AGI?
Well, the O3 reasoning model, it's a new approach to AI that focuses on, well, enabling systems to learn and reason, kind of like humans do.
Yeah.
Instead of just relying on data patterns, you know, it tries to equip AI with the ability to understand context, make inferences, and kind of draw conclusions, even with incomplete information.
That's pretty powerful.
It is, much like we do as humans.
Yeah, exactly.
And whether GPT-5 will achieve true AGI, that's, well, it's a question that's hotly debated, even among experts. But the potential impact on industries is, well, it's undeniable.
For sure.
I mean, imagine AI writing complex software code or crafting these really compelling marketing campaigns or even composing music that you really can't tell is different from human-created works. It's a whole new world of possibilities.
Absolutely. Mind-boggling to even think about.
Right.
And it's not just about the software either. Microsoft is also making some major hardware moves. They're expanding their server capacity to handle the, I mean, it's immense, the power of GPT 4.5 and GPT-5.
It's a critical detail that a lot of people miss. The computational demands for these advanced models are enormous. And well, this expansion just shows Microsoft's commitment to AI and its potential,
yeah,
you know, to transform not just specific tasks, but our entire digital landscape.
I see what you're saying.
And I mean, think about Microsoft's AI assistant, Copilot.
Right.
What if Copilot could like seamlessly integrate these advancements? What if it could eliminate the need for users to, you know, manually select AI models for different tasks?
Yeah.
You basically have an AI Copilot for every single aspect of your digital life.
Okay, now that's a future I can get behind.
Right.
Speaking of futuristic things, let's talk about robots. Figures humanoid robots are now taking voice commands thanks to something called the Helix model.
Right.
This vision language action system. So how does the Helix model work? Is it like actually understanding what we're saying, or is it just responding to specific keywords?
It's more than just keyword recognition. The Helix model is trained on, I mean, massive amounts of data,
yeah,
images, text, videos. This allows it to actually learn relationships between, well, between objects, actions, and language.
Interesting.
Yeah, this enables the robot to actually interpret commands in context, even if they're not perfectly formulated.
So it's getting closer to like a real understanding.
Yeah, it's still early days.
Right.
But the potential for robots that can, you know, understand and respond to us naturally is pretty exciting.
For sure. You mentioned that they need a controlled environment, so I'm assuming we're not quite at the point where they're doing our laundry and cooking dinner, are we?
Well, not quite yet.
Darn.
The Helix model is a major step forward for sure. But the real world, I mean, especially a home environment, it's incredibly complex and, well, it's unpredictable.
That's true.
So training an AI system to handle all those variables, I mean, from recognizing objects in different lighting and positions,
oh, right,
to interpreting nuanced instructions, it's a massive challenge.
Okay.
So we're getting closer to having those truly helpful robotic assistants, but there's still a long way to go.
I guess I'll hold on to my dream of a robot butler for a little bit longer.
A little while longer.
So let's switch gears a little bit now and talk about how AI is making waves in the medical field. Microsoft has unveiled an AI system that, well, it's really shaking things up in protein research. This AI can analyze complex molecular structures at a speed that's 100,000 times faster than traditional methods.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking about condensing months of work into like minutes.
Yeah.
So what makes this AI so fast, and what are the implications of this speed for medical research?
Well, the system's speed, it comes from its ability to analyze massive data sets, you know, and identify patterns that would take humans years to uncover. It can process and interpret those complex molecular structures in a fraction of the time, giving researchers unprecedented insights into, well, into how proteins function. And this speed, it means faster drug discovery. It could lead to breakthroughs in treatments for diseases like, well, like cancer, Alzheimer's, and more.
Wow.
Imagine being able to develop and test new drugs in, I don't know, a matter of days instead of years.
Yeah.
That's the kind of impact that this technology could have.
It's incredible to think about the, you know, the lives that could be saved and improved with this kind of technology. But it's not just about speed, right? You also mentioned the system's accuracy in predicting the stability of proteins it had never, like, encountered before.
Right.
But what makes this accuracy so remarkable?
It's striking because this AI, it isn't just mimicking human analysis. It's going beyond that. It's identifying hidden relationships and patterns within protein structures so it can predict how a protein will behave even if it's never been studied before.
Wow, that's impressive.
This level of accuracy suggests that AI can not only assist, but potentially surpass human capabilities in certain areas of scientific research.
So it's like AI is giving us this the superpower lens to see the world in a whole new way.
Yeah, I like that.
But before we delve further into the incredible world of AI-powered medical research, we want to take a quick moment to remind you that AI Unraveled is listener-supported. We rely on your generosity to keep this podcast free and running.
Absolutely.
So if you'd like to support us, you can find donation links in the show notes. We really appreciate your support.
Thanks, everyone.
Now back to our deep dive into February 21st's, I don't know, I guess you could call it an AI news deluge.
It really was. There's so much more to uncover, from, you know, tackling superbugs to revolutionizing communication. AI is, well, it's making its mark on every aspect of our lives.
And that's exactly what we'll be exploring next. Stay tuned as we dive into more groundbreaking AI advancements from this incredible day.
It's a wild ride. Welcome back. Are you ready for more AI adventures?
Absolutely. It's amazing how AI is, like, well, accelerating scientific discoveries. Remember that news about the AI cracking the superbug code in just 2 days? That's incredible.
It's, yeah, a fantastic example of, well, of AI's potential to, you know, supercharge research.
Right.
And what's particularly interesting is how this AI, well, it identified how bacteria actually steal virus.
Dangerous.
Yeah, to spread resistance genes. Hmm. And this, while it mirrors a decade-long research study, and the AI did it without any access to the study's data.
Really? So it's like the AI kind of independently reverse-engineered years of, well, years of scientific work.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So does that mean that researchers can now focus on, I don't know, like the big questions while AI handles the, I guess, the more tedious, time-consuming task? Could we see a shift where AI becomes like the workhorse of scientific discovery? And then, you know, free up the human researchers to focus on the more, I don't know, the more creative and strategic aspects of their work.
It's, I mean, it's definitely a possibility. Imagine AI, you know, sifting through tons of data, identifying patterns, and even generating hypotheses.
Right.
While, you know, the human researchers are focusing on, well, on designing experiments, interpreting results, and drawing meaningful conclusions, it's a potential synergy where AI is augmenting human capabilities, not replacing them.
It's a reassuring thought, because it seems like a lot of these AI advancements are really about, like, enhancing what we can do.
Yeah.
Not necessarily making us, you know, obsolete.
Exactly. Take the protein research breakthrough we talked about earlier.
Oh, right, right.
The ability to, you know, rapidly analyze protein structures and predict their behavior. It has immense potential for personalized medicine.
You mentioned tailoring treatments to individual genetic makeups. It sounds like something out of, I don't know, a sci-fi movie.
Right. But it's closer to reality than you might think. I mean, imagine a future where doctors can, like, prescribe medications based on your, you know, your unique genetic profile.
Right.
To ensure maximum effectiveness and, you know, minimize side effects. This kind of personalized medicine could revolutionize healthcare as we know it.
It's incredible to think that, you know, we might one day be able to treat diseases with a level of precision that was, I mean, unimaginable before. What about diseases like cancer and Alzheimer's, which have been so challenging to treat? Could this AI-powered protein analysis. Could that help us make significant breakthroughs in those areas?
Absolutely. By accelerating the drug discovery process, we could potentially develop more targeted and effective therapies for a wide range of diseases, including those that have long eluded us. I mean, the ability to, you know, analyze protein interactions and predict how different molecules will behave, it could lead to the development of entirely new classes of drugs and treatments.
It sounds like AI is, well, it's not just changing the present, but also paving the way for, I don't know, a healthier and brighter future.
I think so.
And it's not just limited to the medical field either, right? I mean, we've seen examples of AI being used for everything from, I don't know, language learning to like creative tools like image manipulation.
Exactly. And February 21st saw a flurry of activity across a bunch of sectors. xAI made its Grok 3 model free for a limited time. And OpenAI announced, well, pretty staggering user numbers, showcasing, I think, its dominance in the AI platform arena. And then there's NVIDIA. They partnered with the American Society for Deaf Children to launch Signs, an AI-powered platform for, you know, sign language learning. I mean, those are just a few examples of how AI is just, it's permeating all these different parts of our lives, from communication and education all the way to accessibility and entertainment.
You mentioned democratizing access to AI with Grok 3 going free. And it seems like, well, it seems like there's this constant tension between, you know, making AI more accessible to everyone while also making sure it's, you know, used responsibly. So how do we strike that balance? Especially with, you know, these large companies like OpenAI wielding so much, I don't know, so much influence in the AI landscape.
That's a crucial question. There's no easy answer. Open source initiatives like Grok 3 going free, they're vital for, well, fostering innovation, and they prevent a monopoly on AI development.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I mean, we also need clear ethical guidelines and regulations and, you know, robust oversight to make sure that AI is developed and deployed responsibly, no matter who is creating it.
So you're right. It's about striking that balance between, you know, fostering innovation and safeguarding against the potential risks. And speaking of potential risks, a lot of people are concerned about the impact of AI on jobs.
Yeah.
As, you know, as AI systems become more and more capable, are they just going to inevitably displace human workers? Is this, you know, leading to widespread unemployment?
It's a valid concern, and it's one that we need to, you know, address proactively. While some jobs will be automated for sure, AI also has the potential to create new jobs.
Oh, okay.
And industries that we can't even imagine yet.
Interesting.
The key is to adapt, to focus on developing skills that complement AI rather than those that compete with it.
That makes sense. It's about learning to work alongside AI, not fearing it as, you know, this job-stealing monster.
Right.
It's like that old saying, if you can't beat them, join them. But in this case, it's more like if you can't beat them, learn to work with them.
Exactly. We need to shift our mindset from seeing AI as a threat to seeing it as a tool, you know, a powerful tool that can help us solve complex problems, enhance our capabilities and create a better future.
I'm all for using AI to create a better future.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do need to be mindful of, well, the potential pitfalls, like bias in AI algorithms,
right,
and data privacy issues.
For sure.
And then there's the possibility of, you know, AI being used for malicious purposes.
Yeah.
These are all concerns that need to be addressed.
You're absolutely right. We can't just blindly embrace AI without considering the potential consequences. We need to be vigilant. We need to make sure that AI is developed and deployed ethically, responsibly, and with the human well-being at its core. And that requires, I mean, it requires open dialogue and collaboration between experts from different fields and ongoing public engagement.
It's a complex issue, and there's no simple solution.
For sure.
But by acknowledging the challenges and working together to address them, we can harness the incredible power of AI for good.
Exactly. The future of AI isn't, you know, predetermined.
Right.
It's up to us to shape it, to make sure it reflects our values and serves humanity as a whole.
Well said. Now, before we get too deep into the philosophical implications of AI, let's circle back to those humanoid robots.
Yeah.
You mentioned that they need a controlled environment.
Right.
But what are some of the potential, you know, real world applications of this technology, you know, beyond just making our lives easier at home?
I mean, the possibilities are there vast. Imagine these robots assisting in like healthcare settings, providing companionship and care, to the elderly, or even working in hazardous environments, like, I don't know, like disaster zones,
Yeah.
performing tasks that are too dangerous for humans.
That's a fascinating thought.
Yeah.
Robots working alongside humans, not as replacements, but like as partners and tackling some of the world's most challenging problems.
Yeah.
I can definitely see the potential there. But what about the ethical considerations? How do we ensure that these robots are used responsibly? That they don't pose a threat to human safety or autonomy?
Those are critical questions, and they highlight the need for, well, for ongoing ethical discussions and robust safety protocols.
For sure.
I mean, as we develop increasingly sophisticated AI systems, we need to be mindful of the potential unintended consequences and make sure that human well-being, remains at the forefront of our considerations.
I couldn't agree more. It's about, finding that balance between pushing the boundaries of technology while also safeguarding our values and ensuring a future that benefits all of humanity.
And speaking of pushing boundaries, one development that I thought was really interesting was the release of Pika Labs' Pika Swaps,
Oh, yeah.
which, well, it allows users to swap anything in a scene using image or text prompts. So it's like, I don't know, like having a professional photo editor right at your fingertips,
Yeah.
but powered by AI.
I saw that, and it's amazing how AI is making like complex tasks so simple and accessible. You
Right.
know how I'm always trying to edit my vacation photos to make it look like I'm the one holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Do you think this tool could make even me look like a Photoshop pro?
Well, maybe not a pro, but AI-powered creative tools are becoming, more and more sophisticated. It's empowering anyone to manipulate images and videos with incredible precision and ease. It's democratizing creativity. It's allowing anyone with, a smartphone or computer to express themselves visually in ways that were previously unimaginable.
It's like AI is blurring the lines
Yeah.
between reality and imagination. Speaking of blurring lines, Spotify is integrating ElevenLabs AI voice tech for audiobook creation in 29 languages.
It's amazing.
Is this the end of, human narrators as we know it?
I wouldn't say the end,
Okay.
but it certainly represents a significant shift in the landscape of content creation. AI generated voices are, well, they're becoming incredibly realistic and expressive, and they offer a viable alternative for certain types of content. It could potentially make audiobooks more accessible and more affordable, It could open up new avenues for storytelling and information sharing.
I can already imagine my favorite celebrities narrating my bedtime stories.
Right.
But before we get too carried away with these, fascinating developments, I want to remind everyone that AI Unraveled is listener supported.
Yes, thank you.
If you're enjoying this deep dive and want to help us keep this podcast free and running, please consider, making a donation.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You can find donation links in the show notes. Your support really means the world to us.
It does.
So now let's shift gears and talk about, well, another development with significant implications for medical research, MIT's FragFold system. This AI focuses on predicting protein interactions, which you said is crucial for understanding how cells function and developing new drugs.
It is. FragFold uses advanced machine learning algorithms to analyze the complex structures of proteins and predict how they'll interact with each other. This is a computationally intensive task that traditionally required, years of research and experimentation.
Wow.
FragFold can perform these analyses with, remarkable speed and accuracy, potentially accelerating drug discovery and leading to the development of more targeted and effective therapies.
It seems like AI is making, significant inroads in medical research,
Yeah.
from protein analysis to drug discovery.
It really is.
But with all these breakthroughs happening, I mean, at such a rapid pace, are there any concerns about the potential misuse of this technology? I mean, could these advancements be used for purposes that are, harmful or unethical?
It's a question we need to, we need to grapple with. As with any powerful technology, AI has the potential for, for both good and bad.
Right.
We need to be vigilant in ensuring that these advancements are used ethically and responsibly, with the appropriate safeguards in place to prevent misuse.
That's a crucial point. We need to be proactive in establishing, ethical guidelines and regulations to govern the development and deployment of AI, especially in, sensitive areas like healthcare. It's about finding that balance between fostering innovation and ensuring that AI, serves humanity's best interests.
Absolutely. The future of AI isn't something that should be left to chance. It's a conversation that needs to involve everyone, from researchers and policymakers to ethicists and the public. We all have a stake in shaping this technology and making sure that it's used for good.
I couldn't agree more. It's about, having open and honest conversations, acknowledging both the potential benefits and the risks of AI, and working together to create a future where this technology, enhances our lives and helps us solve some of the world's most pressing challenges.
That's a vision worth striving for. And while we're talking about, visions for the future, let's take a moment to just reflect on the incredible diversity of AI advancements that we've seen, today.
It really is incredible.
From cracking superbug codes to revolutionizing creative tools. AI is making its mark on pretty much every aspect of our lives.
It's truly mind-boggling. But as we, as we marvel at these advancements, it's important to remember that AI is, it's still a relatively young technology.
Sure.
We're just scratching the surface of its potential.
Imagine what the next decade will bring. As AI systems become even more sophisticated and more integrated into our lives, the possibilities are, they're endless.
I can't wait to see what the future holds. And to all our listeners out there who are, as fascinated by AI as we are, we invite you to join us for the final part of our deep dive into February 21st's, I guess you could call it an AI news explosion.
It really was.
We'll be exploring even more groundbreaking developments from, AI-powered language translation to the latest advancements in robotics. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the incredible AI advancements that unfolded on February 21st, 2025.
It's remarkable, isn't it, how this single day just, showcased the breadth of AI's impact, touching everything from scientific research to, even creative expression.
Absolutely. We saw AI cracking superbug codes,
right,
predicting protein interactions, and even making photo editing a breeze.
Right.
It's clear that AI is no longer confined to just a few niche fields. It's becoming a pervasive force. It's shaping our world in ways we're only just beginning to understand.
And that's what makes it such an exciting time to be following this field. We're witnessing the birth of a new technological era, one where AI isn't just a tool, but a partner in pushing the boundaries of human ingenuity.
Speaking of pushing boundaries,
yeah,
one development that really captured my imagination was the release of Pika Labs' Pika Swaps.
Yeah, that was cool.
The ability to, seamlessly swap elements in a scene using just image or text prompts. It feels like pure magic.
It's a testament to the power of AI to simplify complex tasks and make them accessible to everyone. Imagine a world where anyone can create, stunning visuals regardless of their technical skills.
Right.
It's democratizing creativity in a way that was unimaginable just a few years ago.
It's like AI is giving us a superpower,
yeah,
allowing us to manipulate images and videos with a level of precision and ease that was previously, reserved for professionals.
Right.
You know how I'm always struggling to take a decent photo, let alone edit one?
Yeah, I hear you.
Maybe this tool could finally turn me into the Instagram influencer I was born to be.
Well, maybe not an influencer, but it certainly has the potential to unleash the inner artist in all of us. And speaking of creative applications, Spotify's integration of 11 Labs AI voice technology for audiobook creation, that's another game changer.
It's 29 languages.
29. It's pretty remarkable.
I'm already imagining hearing my favorite celebrities narrate my, my bedtime stories. Huh. But on a more serious note, this technology could make audiobooks more accessible and more affordable. It could open up a world of literature and information to people who might not have had access to it before.
Exactly. It's about breaking down barriers and making knowledge and entertainment more inclusive. And it's not just about audiobooks, right? AI-generated voices they're becoming so sophisticated with applications in everything from personalized virtual assistants to interactive video games.
Yeah. It's fascinating to think about how AI is blurring the lines between between the real and the ritual, you know, creating experiences that are both immersive and engaging. But with all this talk about AI's potential, I think it's important to acknowledge that there are also risks and challenges that we need to address.
Absolutely. We need to be mindful of, you know, potential biases in AI algorithms, make sure data privacy is protected, and guard against the misuse of AI for harmful purposes. These are complex issues that require, you know, thoughtful consideration and proactive solutions.
It's about finding that delicate balance between, you know, fostering innovation and ensuring that AI is developed and deployed ethically and responsibly. And that brings us to a crucial question.
Yeah.
What can we as individuals do to shape the future of AI? How can we ensure that this technology is used for good and benefits all of humanity?
It starts with awareness. The more we understand about AI, its potential, you know, benefits and risks, the better equipped we'll be to engage in those informed discussions and advocate for responsible AI development. We need to stay informed, you know, ask those critical questions and demand transparency from those who are creating and deploying these technologies.
We also need to think about the skills and knowledge that will be essential in an AI-powered world. As AI automates certain tasks, what new opportunities will emerge? What skills will be in high demand? How can we prepare ourselves and future generations for the changing job market?
Those are all important questions, and they highlight the need for, you know, lifelong learning and adaptability. We need to embrace a mindset of continuous learning, you know, constantly updating our skills and knowledge to keep pace with the rapid advancements in AI and other emerging technologies.
It's about being proactive, not reactive.
Yeah.
Instead of fearing AI as this job-stealing threat, we need to view it as a tool that can enhance our capabilities and create new opportunities. It's about learning to work alongside AI, not against it.
Exactly. The future of AI isn't predetermined. It's a future that we're all shaping together through the choices we make, the actions we take, and the conversations we have. It's a future that holds, you know, immense potential, but it's up to us to ensure that it's a future that benefits all of humanity.
Well said. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into February 21st, 2025, a day that will surely be remembered as a pivotal moment in the evolution of AI. We've covered a lot of ground today, from mind-boggling breakthroughs to thought-provoking ethical considerations. But one thing is clear. AI is no longer a futuristic concept. It's here, it's evolving rapidly, and it's transforming our world in ways we're only beginning to grasp.
As we move forward, it's crucial that we stay informed, engaged, and actively involved in shaping the future of this powerful technology. The choices we make today will determine the kind of AI-powered world we create for ourselves and for generations to come.
And for those of you who are as passionate about AI as we are, we invite you to join the conversation. Share your thoughts, ask questions, and connect with us on social media. We're always eager to hear from our listeners. And if you're looking to reach thousands of professionals just like yourselves, consider advertising on AI Unraveled. We'd love to help you spread the word about your business or service.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey through the world of AI. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep unraveling the mysteries of this transformative technology.
And remember, the future of AI is in our hands. Let's make it a future we can all be proud of.